This is Primetime Sports, WGNS Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide on WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps. And always at the game.
Ball.
It's time to take you out to the ball game as WGNS Primetime Sports brings you prep baseball and softball coverage.
And that just means contact. Here's the pitch. Swung on, he does. Base hit. Riverdale's going to win it.
Did he get in? Yes, sir.
The shortstop for one on the first two. It's a double play.
Lady Bulldogs are state champions in 2013.
It's time for the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show.
DirecTV by Intersource.
Your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800 and online at intersource.co.
Now to the WGNS Primetime Sports Team, who are standing by live with the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to Siegel High School. Siegel hosting the District 7 AAA softball tournament. Brian Barrett and John Dinkins here with you as we prepare to bring you what we think will be a great contest between the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs and the Oakland Lady Patriots. Oakland 35-13 on the year, 9-3 in district play through the regular season. Smyrna an identical district record at 9-3, 23-6 on the year. These two teams split in the regular season with Smyrna winning 3-0 on April 9th, and then on April 30th, Oakland beat Smyrna 3-0 on April 9th, and then Smyrna won that second matchup 6-2 on April the 30th. So I think this game can go either way. And as John joins me here, sometimes it's the little things, John, that make a difference in a game like this, an error here or there, string together a couple of walks and hits, and you never know. If you can scratch out a couple of runs, that might be big in this one.
Well, and I think that's what both of these teams do very well. One, they're a good bunting team. They know how to move runners over. They fundamentally are very sound, and I think that's why I think the closeness of this game is going to depend on who's swinging the hot bat. And I think a lot of it for Smyrna depends on Mackenzie Prince, whether they're making contact with her or not. She had 11 strikeouts against Riverdale. They did score four runs against her, but if that ball is sinking, she is going to be tough. And that Miss Reines over there at Oakland has proven that she has also got a nice little fastball going for her. So I think it's going to be a good pitching duel, and we'll see. Defense usually wins these kind of games. Who can come up with the most defensive plays, I think, will be the winner.
Here on the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show, let's give you a TOA highlight, because after the Laverne game with, they played Siegel, didn't they? Yeah, the Laverne-Siegel game, they did the all-district tournament team from the regular season, and want to highlight those young ladies who made the all-district tournament team in the regular season from Blackman. Kirsten Cucci from Stewart's Creek, Brianna Brady, and Sydney Heath. From Laverne, Crimson Reynolds, Kelsey Smiley. From Riverdale, Kristen Usselton, Emily Thompson, and Sarah Higgins. From Siegel, Leah Newsom, Mackenzie McMahon, Carolyn Levi. And from Oakland, Abby Sargent, Savannah Lee, Hailey Shirey, and Malia Gray. From Smyrna, Veronica Westfall, Kelsey Russell, Kristen Hunsicker, and Mallory Prince. And they also gave a Rookie of the Year award to Sierra Purvis of Siegel. The best defensive player was Maddie Woodruff from Riverdale. Lacey Reines, Oakland's pitcher, the best offensive player. The pitcher of the year this year in District 7 AAA, Mackenzie Prince, and the league MVP this year, Mackenzie Prince from Smyrna. So high accolades for all of those young ladies, and congratulations from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Whether you're in the game, on the sidelines, or cheering from the stands, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com. I'd say you could probably take that team right there and do a lot of softball winning.
Yeah, I'd say you could win a few games, that's for sure.
John, why don't we go ahead and get the Oakland lineup in here. Starting lineups in this game between Oakland and Smyrna, brought to you by Loveless Fine Photography, Fans Heating and Air, along with Winners Trophies.
All right, first of all, for Oakland, Lacey Reines will lead it off and do the pitching. Haley Carter will bat second and play center field. Abby Sargent will hit third and play shortstop. The cleanup hitter is Savannah Lee at first base. Batting as the designated hitter tonight in the fifth spot is Malia Gray. Hailey Shirey will play third base and hit sixth. Savannah Decker in right field will bat seventh. McKinley Preston will do the catching and hit eighth. And batting ninth is Hannah McCravey playing second base. And Judy Husk is the flex player and playing left field. But I don't have to tell you, Brian, she can really go out and get some fly balls out there. Judy Husk, she's been a valuable asset in the flex spot for Oakland. We don't talk about that very much. For Smyrna, Veronica Westfall lead off and play short. Kelsey Russell in center field hit second. Mackenzie Prince will hit third and pitch. Kristen Hunsicker will play second base and bat cleanup. Jaden Mabry will catch and bat fifth. Mallory Prince will be at third base, hit sixth. Katie Ewells for Smyrna will play first base and hit seventh. Taylor Randolph, the designated hitter, will bat eighth. Heather Hofferbert will play right field and bat ninth. And their flex player, also in left field, will be Kayla Tomlin. Those are your starting lineups, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography.
Absolutely beautiful night for softball, and here is the first pitch from Mackenzie Prince, and it is outside for a ball. Your J. Mullins Jewelry time of the first pitch, 6:54. J. Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard, behind Capital Bank, next door to Fuji's Restaurant. Mother's Day's this Sunday, by the way, guys, so keep that in mind. Second pitch outside to Rhinus, Offensive Player of the Year. Pitched well all season long for the Lady Pats, and of course a good hitter as well. Fastball nips the outside corner. Take the count to two balls and a strike. Going on at Riverdale in baseball tonight, it's Oakland versus Riverdale in the winner's bracket. The winner of that game is in the championship game. Pitch, this one upstairs.
I think it's a real key for Smyrna tonight to keep Rhinus off the bases. You got a good bunter and Carter up there next, and that already puts pressure on your infielders. You get those two on.
The 3-1. Strike called to take the count full. Three balls, two strikes. Devin Cairo, of course, who battled cancer, the Oakland pitcher, is on the mound for the Patriots against the Warriors tonight. The pitch, this one low, and a leadoff walk given up here to Lacey Rhinus. The winner of the Oakland-Riverdale game is in the championship game. The loser will fall down to the loser's bracket and will face Siegel for a right to play in that championship game. That'll be a game that John will bring you tomorrow night. Strike on the outside corner.
In the old days of softball, Haley Carter was, you saw about eight of them in the lineup. They all slap bunted. It's not a dying art, but there's less... fewer of those now.
She gets this one up in the air, the throw to first. They pulled off the double play. Let's see, who came in on that? I believe it was Westfall playing in?
I believe, short? Yeah. 21, that would be Hunsicker.
So
yeah.
That's a 4-3 double play. So that would have been Hunsicker to Ewells. Two away for Abby Sargent. Well, John, you give up a leadoff walk, that's one way to get rid of it, isn't it?
Yeah, Carter hit that just a little too hard.
Abby Sargent, the shortstop. Right-handed batter takes a ball low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Mackenzie Prince helped to lead her team to a state championship last year. This pitch inside. On the fastball, up and in. Sun has now settled behind the trees here and taken the sun out of the equation. Off-speed pitch, outside corner, strike called. Abby Sargent was ready to throw that bat down and head to first. The man in blue says not so soon. Off-speed pitch, outside and low, and another walk. That's the second one of the inning. Now Savannah Lee trying to get something going here for Oakland in the top of the first with two out.
Well, I believe that's Savannah Lee, but that is not her number. But it is Lee, I'm almost positive.
Pitch is a strike. Yeah, she's wearing 30 tonight. And instead of two. This pitch going to be swung on and fouled way high and over the third base dugout. Just a little late on that fastball. I want to thank all of the administration here, starting with Mr. Bridgman and to softball coach Perry Lines. Strike called outside corner, and strike three called. Strikeout number one. No runs, no hits. There were two walks. One of those erased by a double play and one left. Let's move along here to the bottom of the first. Still no score. Oakland and Smyrna on State Farm Prep Softball.
DirecTV by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
The DirecTV by Intersource difference in two words, customer service.
DirecTV is the best television service available. We want our customers to have that, and we want to make sure that we do everything to make the overall experience great so they don't want to go anywhere else. They don't need to go anywhere else.
Get rid of cable and upgrade to DirecTV.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, Winners Trophy at Comcast.net. That's Winners Trophy at Comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, presented by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, and Jenny Allman, Trey Hilton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm.
All right, John, thank you. Veronica Westfall to lead it off here in the first for the Lady Bulldogs of Smyrna. First pitch from Rhinus. Misses outside. Right-handed batter, Westfall, Russell, and Mackenzie Prince. 1, 2, and 3 in the lineup due up here in the first. Fastball upstairs from Rhinus. Braves and Cardinals a little later on tonight.
Oh, boy.
See if they can break that 6-game losing streak. Longest in the majors so far. This pitch low. Preston held it there.
Next to the last in batting average in the league. Third in the league in home runs. A lot of solo shots.
Yeah, unfortunately. Three balls, no strikes. The count to Westfall. Ryan has got the strike call this time. And Westfall taken all the way on that one. Count is 3-1. Rhinus winds, delivers. Strike. Delayed strike call. Had a lot of motion on it. See what she goes here with the payoff pitch. Slap to first. Lee can't find it. Now tries to tag her out. Throws the ball away. Rounding second, or standing at second, is Veronica Westfall. Lee had trouble with that ball. She couldn't find it. Tried to rustle it out. And then when she reached to apply the tag, the ball, she just squeezed it right out of her gloves.
E3.
So Westfall at second in scoring position on an error for Kelsey Russell. The pitch, Russell bunting it down the third baseline. Picked up there by Shirey. Throw to first. Is not going to be in time off the bag. So runners at the corners now. Nice bunt there. Westfall goes to third. Throw was a little short, wasn't it, John?
Yeah, but that was a good bunt. I mean, that was a really nice bunt laid down the third baseline.
Kenzie Prince, the pitcher, could help herself out here. Nobody out. Change of pace pitch. Missed outside, runner caught, in a rundown. They're going to throw now back to the home plate. Preston going to try to catch Westfall in the rundown, and they do. On to third is going to be Russell after they decided to throw home, and she's going to be sliding in there safe. Smyrna tries to do that, John, and kind of the old squeeze play.
That goes 10. That goes 6, 2, 5, and 6.
That on the force out of Westfall.
That was a caught stealing, actually, what I guess the official.
Fouled back and into the screen. So one of the base runners is erased here with one out, but Russell, after reaching on the single, took second and third. So Smyrna does have a run down there at third base. They're trying to get in here.
It was a really,
pitch high.
Really good smart play there by the infield to turn that on the runner at third. They had the runner at first in a rundown, and they quickly turned it as she went home. Westfall went home.
Yeah, you kind of have to pick your poison there, and Smyrna tries to do that. Slap to first. Lee, they're going to throw home. The play is not going to be in time, or is? It is. It is in time. Preston. So thrown out at home is Russell. Mackenzie Prince is out at first, and Oakland gets out of that without trouble. No runs. There was a hit, but all of those two were thrown out at home trying to take home. So we move along to the top of the second. Still no score. Oakland and Smyrna had a lot of action here early. Let's see what continues. We get to the second inning here on State Farm Prep Softball after this.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
In the game, or you're feeling a stomach cramp or some kind of problem, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com.
A funny guy. Malia Gray stands in for the Lady Patriots, the designated player. Five-hole hitter here for Oakland. Ball up about chest high for a ball. Smyrna has been eliminated from the baseball tournament as Siegel defeated Smyrna 8-7. Smyrna went ahead in the top of the seventh, 7-6. This pitch low, but she swung at it. One ball, one strike. Then Siegel comes back to plate two in the bottom of the seventh to win it 8-7. They move on to play the loser of tonight's Oakland-Riverdale game, which is going on right now over at the reservation at Riverdale. Swung on, popped up back this way, over our heads, behind us. Softball, for those keeping up with the softball tournament, Siegel beat Laverne 12-0. We got you about an inning of that one. Siegel will play Riverdale as Riverdale defeated Stewart's Creek 9-0 today. This one going to be fouled into the concession stand. So Riverdale and Siegel will play tomorrow at 4. The winner of that game will play at 6 o'clock versus the loser of this one. Whoever wins this game is in the district championship game. The pitch going to be popped up to first, and Ewells makes the catch. Three unassisted for out number one. Smyrna, since they won the district title outright, they are guaranteed a region berth. So if they get there to the championship game and defeat Oakland, Siegel, Riverdale, and Oakland will be playing for that spot in the championship game. Pitch inside to Shirey. And that means just getting to the championship game means that you're in the region. The pitch, this one upstairs. If Smyrna does not get to the championship game, they're still going to the region, and that means the two teams that get there, only the winner gets to go to the region tournament. Only take two teams from the district. Pitch, outside corner, strike call. It's not the case in baseball because there was a tie. So the two teams that get to the championship game in baseball will be there in the region tournament. The 2-1 pitch. Grounder to McKenzie, or make that Mallory Prince at third. Throws over to Ewells for out number two. Savannah Decker.
Could you repeat that? I didn't quite catch all of it.
I could. Take another half inning to do it, probably. A lot of folks were asking those type of questions earlier before we went on the air. It does get kind of confusing. Decker, first pitch to her is outside from Prince. Defensively, it's Tomlin, Russell, and Hofferbert in the outfield. Mabry is catching Prince. This pitch inside and low. Ewells at first, Hunsicker at second. Mallory Prince at third. Veronica Westfall is playing short. Should be two balls, no strikes, I believe. Here's the pitch. This one low. Three balls, no strikes. Prince has already walked a couple of batters. Here's the pitch. It's upstairs. She's had a little bit of an issue with that lately, John, finding that strike zone.
Okay, well, I've got a lineup problem.
It's not Preston, it's Husk, isn't it?
Well, Preston was the batter, and I think Decker, I didn't see Decker, so
well,
now we've got Husk batting in this spot. So, see, I had her as the flex player, so, okay, you've got a new lineup. That's what's happened.
Yeah, that's the one that he said he was going to bring over to us. All right, so that was McKinley Preston. I have to make those changes here. McKinley Preston is at first.
This is Husk.
And now Husk, Judy Husk, running over there at first is Randolph, by the way, Lindsay Randolph. Strike called here. This pitch just misses. Husk is the DP. The flex player is Decker. Oakland made a very, very late change. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss by Husk.
Chicken scratch all over this thing.
Thank goodness for pencil. One ball, two strikes with two out. Prince with a look in, and now here's the pitch. This one upstairs to even the count at 2-2. Hannah McCravey would be next. I think the change was in the 7 and 8 spots. This pitch, off speed, swung on and missed, and the inning is over. Well, when Prince needs it, she gets those strikeouts. Here's your inning recap. No runs, no hits. There was a walk and one left on base for the Oakland Lady Patriots. We move along to the bottom of the second. Still scoreless, Oakland and Smyrna on State Farm Prep Softball.
When's the last time you sat down at the table to a home-cooked meal? We do that every night at Farmer's Family. And on Friday and Saturday night, we go all out. We do grilled ribeye steaks, frog legs, fried oysters, shrimp, crab cakes, salmon, even gator tail, and all-you-can-eat crab legs.
Remember Farmers, where everything is Farm-fresh!
Come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Host of the Prentice Ossoff Heating and Air Coach's Corner, Farmer's Family Restaurant on Old Fort Parkway between Walmart and Home Depot.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over three decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you part this half inning by J. Mullins Jewelry, Carver's by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, Craig's Tank Service, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company.
Rhinus getting set to pitch to Kristen Hunsicker. Smyrna second baseman, the first pitch to her. Off-speed pitch high. It's Hunsicker, Mabry, and Prince here in the Smyrna second. Brian Barrett, John Dinkins here with you for district softball action. Pitch outside corner, strike called by the man in blue. Got that fastball outside.
How many times do you see an error and a single, and only three people go to the plate, and they don't score? Very unusual.
Very unusual. This pitch going to be slapped down the third baseline and foul. Scooped up by Sam Shepard, head coach of Smyrna down there at third.
He's obviously not 40 yet.
Guy over at first has to be.
Yeah, you won't see that happen over there.
1-2 pitch, she held off, sails high for a ball. 2-2 now. Rhinus gets the signs flashed to her by Preston. This one goes over Preston's head into the screen. That one got away from Rhinus. Count full now. Beautiful day, short sleeves, shorts. It'll be rather comfortable. Pitch swung on, popped up, could be trouble. It is going to be foul. Just hit the line out there about 10 feet into the grassy area behind first base. So we'll do this payoff pitch all over again.
Hunsicker, a real solid player. He's kind of the unsung hero in the Smyrna team.
Pitch to her. This one's going to be fouled over the first base dugout. Going to the fourth, Braves and Cardinals scoreless. Here scoreless. Oakland and Riverdale playing in baseball right now. Don't have any information on that. I think they just started, actually. I think they started a little late. The Siegel-Smyrna game went a tad late. This pitch outside, and Rhinus gives up her first walk of the game. Hunsicker stuck with it. Fouled off a couple of pitches. And is rewarded by a walk. Jaden Mabry, the catcher, going to stand in here now for the Lady Bulldogs. Second inning, bottom of the second. Pitch from Rhinus, bunted. Picked up at first by Lee. She throws over to McCravey, covering. So that'll be a 3-4 sacrifice. And going down to second is Hunsicker, so she's in scoring position with one out now. Pretty good bunt. That was good job there by Lee.
Yes, he kind of twirled and threw a strike to first. McCravey covering.
Pitch swung on and missed by Mallory Prince, the third baseman. Prince going to stand back in here. And the 0-1 tour fouled back into the screen. Good crowd here. Had really good crowds at this softball tournament. I know they've had great crowds over at the baseball tournament as well. We've even got a football scrimmage going on here on the Smyrna, or the Siegel campus. Ravenwood over here scrimmaging the Stars in football. Pitch outside. Ball gets away from Preston. The throw to third. She slides in safe. So Hunsicker slides in safely at third on the wild pitch.
Big opportunity here for Smyrna. Well, if you're Oakland, you don't really want to give them any runs at all. They escaped the first inning. See if Rhinus can do the same here.
One ball, two strikes, the count to Mallory Prince. Fouled this one back over our heads. Got some room out there. Really over the pitcher's head. Slap one in that direction. Run's going to score. Because the second baseman, McCravey, is playing over the first base side. Rhina shakes off a pitch, and now Mallory Prince asks for time.
Rhinus and Preston having a little trouble getting together with the signs.
Rhinus stands back in, and so does Prince. And here's the 1-2 to Mallory. Inside and high for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. One on, one out. We're in the bottom of the second. The pitch from Rhinus. Popped up and fouled away over the first base dugout. Smyrna in the home gray uniforms with purple pants, purple sleeves, yellow numbers. Oakland in the whites with red pants and red striping, red numbers. The pitch fouled back into the screen this way. And what a battle here between Mallory Prince and Lacey Rhinus. Two of the district's best players. The 2-2 again. Off-speed pitch, got her swinging. Throw down to third because Hunsicker was off the bag, but she slides back in safely. Rhinus gets what she needed, and that's her first strikeout of the game. Katie Ewells going to stand in here with two out now. It's all up to Katie. Pitch a ball high. That sum was brutal in those first two games, but settled in nicely here for this nightcap. Riverdale won the first one. Siegel won the second one, so those two teams will play each other for the right to play the loser of this one tomorrow. This pitch in there for a strike. Riverdale and Siegel play at 4 and then at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Over here will be the winner of that game versus the loser of this one. Swing and a miss. That ball started outside and then slowly drifted over as it crossed the plate inside. The count is one ball and two strikes to Katie Ewells. Here's the pitch from Rhinus. Fouled back this way just to stay alive. Katie Ewells swinging to see another pitch.
Looking good, one, looking good.
Rhinus toes the rubber. A sign from Preston, and here's the pitch. A little slow tapper down to third. Could be trouble. The throw home. Not in time. She's safe. Run scores. That was just well placed. So it's going to be a hit. And an RBI, too. John, I'm not so sure if Ewells didn't just swing at that one just to try to foul one away.
Yeah.
Just a little early on.
It seemed like it kind of hit something the way it came out of there. I was thinking they might let that go foul, or hope that it did.
Pitch to Randolph as a strike called. So the first run scores.
Shirey did all she could do.
Over at first is Ewells. Right now has given her Smyrna Lady Bulldogs a lead here. Strike on the inside corner called. And down 0-2 is Randolph. Don't think it's going to take a whole lot of a lead in this game. Swing and a miss. And that's the second strikeout of the inning for Rhinus. Here's your half-inning recap brought to you by Toots Good Food and Fun. One run on one hit. There was a walk in there as well, and that leaves one Lady Bulldog stranded. Your new score after two innings of play. Smyrna 1, Oakland nothing. As you listen in to District 7 AAA softball tournament coverage on State Farm Prep Sports.
Get to a better State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Trey Hilton, and I'm that State Farm agent. 895-0500.
Get to a better State Farm.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me help you get to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 220-2210.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment, the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by DirecTV by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction. Here to take you through the next couple of innings is John.
All right, thanks, Brian. Hannah McCravey leading off the top half of the third, finding themselves trailing 1-0 to Smyrna. McCravey, the second baseman, swings and fouls one down by the first base dugout. Make that the third base dugout. 0-1 the count. Prince and Ewells in at first and third. Mackenzie Prince with the wind in the pitch. Swung on, popped up, and going to be out of play. And the count now 0-2 to McCravey. McCravey, then the top of the order. Rhinus. And then Carter, the first three to face Mackenzie Prince here in the third. 1-0 Smyrna, if you just joined us, they scored on the bottom half of the second. Here's the 0-2. That one, did it hit her? No, I guess it hit the plate. One ball, two strikes. Brian mentioned what a beautiful night it is out. And we have been blessed with great weather throughout this tournament. Here's the 1-2. Swung on, line foul. But out of play down the left field line. Good hack there by McCravey. Prince seems to always settle down after a little bit of a rocky start. She's walked three. Hasn't given up a hit yet. But has worked around it. Steps on the rubber. Here's the pitch. Outside. Count goes two balls, two strikes. winner of this game assured a championship game. That's why it's so big. Loser goes through the loser's bracket. Here's the 1-2. Off speed, swung on, popped up, back this way. Mabry can't get it. And McCravey gets new life. Two balls, two strikes the count. McCravey looks down at Janice Morey, coaching at third. The sign by Mabry, here's the 2-2 pitch. Riser goes up and sails high, and the count full, 3-2. McKenzie Prince, here's the pitch, swung on, grounder to second, scooped up by Hunsaker, throws to first, in plenty of time for out number one. So McCravey retired, Hunsaker to Ewells. That brings up the top of the order in Lacey Rhinus. Rhinus walked in the first. No scores, they go to the fifth, St. Louis and Atlanta. The wine and the pitch by Prince. Strike called right down the middle, 0-1. Baseball action tomorrow night, and then we'll be there for the championship starting at 4 o'clock. We'll be on the air about 3:55, I believe, for that one. So two more nights of baseball after a night of softball. Swinging a foul back out of play, 0-2 to Rhinus. Carter would be next. We're in the third inning with Smyrna leading 1-0. Prince gives herself a little talk. Now gets back. She's set. Here's the 0-2 pitch. High. One ball, two strikes. Sure that's a good idea? Oh, just kidding.
Probably not.
Somebody came back with a few assorted foods. 1-2 pitch. Swung on. A high pop. Going back is Westfall. Could be trouble. No, she grabs it at the last second to make the out for out number two. So Rhinus pops out to Westfall, and it brings up Haley Carter, who lined into a double play, hit the ball well, lined it right to Hunsaker, who threw for the double play.
John, this crowd just continues to grow here at Siegel, very deep behind us, which we don't, unless you turn around, you don't see. Standing room only.
What else can you do on a beautiful night like this? Go see a game. We got something going on at Riverdale tonight. Here's a little blooper and scooped at the last second on a leaping jump by Westfall. What a play by Veronica Westfall to end the inning. Three up, three down, and a give Veronica Westfall a blue star on that one. We're going to the bottom of the third. Our score, Smyrna still leads 1-0 over Oakland. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball with John and Brian.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents, solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids, and it's far deeper than a coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Pride in getting our athletes back on the field. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider, TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. I want to say, why don't we do a TOA highlight of TOA? They did this past weekend free sports physicals for our Rutherford County athletes.
There's a line foul off the bat of Heather Hopperberg leading off here in the bottom half of the third. Oh, they even tweeted back to you, thanking us for giving a little mention.
Yeah. I'm sure they had
Twitter Nation.
They always have folks.
Here's a little pop-up right to Rhinus, and boy, she almost one-handed that with her bare hand. Wow. First out of the inning. Brings up the top of the order in Veronica Westfall, who reached on an error and was picked off at third trying to come home in the first inning.
TOA always has a lot of, I mean, they have folks waiting outside to get in for those physicals.
Wine in the pitch by Rhinus, sells high, one ball, no strikes. Westfall, a good little leadoff hitter. Boy, she's been an integral part of Smyrna's success the last few years. Not a bad pitcher either. She'd probably be pitching for a lot of teams. Strike called right in at the knees, and it's 1-1.
Well, when you have a Mackenzie Prince, it's kind of hard to sneak in the lineup sometimes, isn't it?
Rhinus with a 1-1 count, looking in to Preston, and for the sign, here's the pitch. Low. 2-1. Lee coming in at first. Shirey down at third. Westfall can do a lot of things with that bat. It's a little gap in left center field. Here's the 2-1. Into the dirt again, and she's on the verge of losing Veronica Westfall here in the third.
John, she's only walked one batter here so far.
The wind in the pitch. Swung on, chopped to first. Lee going to run to the bag with no problem at all for out number two. Three unassisted on the play. Brings up Kelsey Russell, who has singled, and she was left at second in the first inning. Smyrna has two hits. Oakland, no hits. 1-0 Smyrna. We're in the bottom half of the third. Two out, nobody on for Smyrna. Here's the pitch. That one goes into the dirt, and it's 1-0 to Kelsey Russell. If she were to reach, Mackenzie Prince would be next. Preston with the sign. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Strike called right on the knees. That pitch has been very consistent by the umpire tonight. Rhinus delivers. Liner into right field, and coming on is Decker for the out. And a nice running catch by Savannah Decker. So Rhinus has an easy inning. And we're going to the fourth. It's still Smyrna 1, Oakland nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Softball on WGNS.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
The fun never ends at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
People have to have a recreational outlet, and this is one the whole family can attend, and everybody can enjoy it.
Roy Bowden is the owner of the Smyrna Bowling Center.
With a lot of the people working second and third shifts, they want to relax and have something to do before they get home and unwind, and this facility actually runs 24 hours a day.
That's right, 24 hours of fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Trey Hilton, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Tomorrow night, it's the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show at 5:55. Don't know the opponent for Siegel yet. It'll either be Oakland or Riverdale in the loser's bracket final. John will have that one for you, and we'll have election coverage beginning at 7 as well, Bart Walker and I.
And the first pitch swung on and missed. What time am I supposed to be at the game tomorrow night? What time does it start? It
starts at 6.
Oh, yeah. I guess I need to get there then, before then, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Maybe 5:50.
Here's the pitch lined into left center, and it's going to fall in for a base hit. Cutting it off out there in center field is Russell, but a stand-up double off the bat of Sargent. So a good start for the Oakland four. First hit of the game for the Patriots. And Sargent, with good speed down there at second, brings up Savannah Lee. You got the meat of the order coming up. So Prince in a little bit of a jam here in the top half of the fourth. Well, Smyrna leads 1-0, Brian.
That 1-0 lead may be in jeopardy here now, and we'll see what Mackenzie Prince does with a little bit of an issue, a little adversity.
Here's the wind in the pitch. Lee, good cut, fouls it off, out of play. 0-1. Smyrna's out, hit them, 2-1. They lead in the score, 1-0. Lee, very good hitter, that cleanup hitter. Cardinals lead the Braves 2-0 on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, top of the fifth. That should be enough.
Now who's down on the Braves?
Well, I'm not down. I'm just, they're not scoring. It's just being truthful. Mackenzie Prince with an 0-1 count to Lee. Looks in the sign from Mabry. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded to short, and through for a base hit. Will they send her? No, they're going to hold her in a pretty good throw there. That's a good thing. They've got Lee hung up. Now they're going to go back to third, and the ball gets away. It's going to score a run. Here comes Sargent. It's 1-1. Did E3 on that throw. Gives a single to Lee. She takes second on the throw. Sargent scores on the error, and it's 1-1.
So they strung together back-to-back hits and an RBI there for Lee. With the error, run scores. The error is what led to the run.
And that's going to bring up Malia Gray, who popped out to the first baseman, Ewells. That was in the second inning. Prince looks in. Going to bear down now. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Gray. And it's 0-1. She's disappointed she didn't get that one. She was looking for it. Got her pitch and didn't get it. 0-1 the count. Lee, the go-ahead run at second. We're tied at 1. Here's the pitch. Low and inside. Count even, a ball and a strike. Lee got a single just out of the reach of Veronica Westfall. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, count goes 2 balls and 1 strike. Got a new ball game right here at Siegel. Here's the pitch. Low. 3 balls and a strike. Prince on the verge of walking Gray. There is a base open. Molly Shirey would be next. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Nipped the outside corner, and it's full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Kenzie Prince is really unbelievable. Usually she has it when she needs it, doesn't she? I mean, just.
Well, just second inning, she struck out the last batter.
Swinging a miss. Struck out Gray for the first out of the inning. Brings up Holly Shirey, who grounded to third her first time up. She's 0-for-1. Well, just like there, she fell behind 3-1 and came back and got her. The year of living dangerously.
She's had a lot of games like
yeah.
that.
One out. Lee still at second for Oakland. Here's the pitch. Sails up high. 1 ball, no strikes. Tried to take something off, and it just kind of got out of her hand.
You know, a little bit of a different pitcher this year. Last year, she kind of, you know, strikeouts were the big thing for her.
Here's the wind and the 1-0 pitch. Well, you talk to Coach Shepard, he'll tell you that her stats are pretty much similar to last year. I think what happens is the league kind of catches up with you, you know, particularly maybe defensively, or they just hit the ball a little better. They're used to her a little more.
Well, this year the league is definitely different.
Pitch is high. And they really take a lot of pitches against her, don't they? I mean, just
yeah.
And that may be the game plan.
Well, I mean.
But I wouldn't bet against Mackenzie Prince for no amount of money. The 3-0 pitch. Strike called right at the chest. And it's 3-1. Shirey looking for a walk. Second hitter she's been behind on. Came back and got Gray. Let's see what she does with Shirey. The 3-1 pitch. Swung on, line foul down the right field line over Coach Edwards' head. That was well hit. Count full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. 1-1, we're in the fourth.
Not to say the league was bad last year, John, because I think it was really good, but just very young. Now, I mean, you've got 4 teams that could easily be in state championship play.
Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. That is strikeout number 4 for Prince. So 2 strikeouts when she needed them. That brings up McKinley Preston, who walked in the second. And she was the last batter that she walked. That was way back in the second inning. Lee still at second. The go-ahead run out there for Oakland. Here's the pitch. Way outside. Good stop by Mabry. 1 ball, no strikes. Fans over in the left field perch out there watching the game. Here's the wind in the pitch. Little breaking ball sails outside. 2 balls, no strikes. She's been behind, let's see, 3 of the 4 hitters she's faced in this inning. But she's also struck out 2. Here's the wind in the pitch. Strike called. Count even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Had her backing away of that one. And baseball, Siegel come from behind. Well, they're the cardiac kids right now, aren't they?
I'm telling you.
2 balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Change up in there. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That was a beautiful pitch.
What happened in that game? Smyrna went up 7-6 in the top of the 7th. Siegel comes back with 2 runs and win it walk-off style, 8-7.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. High. Count full to Preston. Sargent led off the inning with a double. Scored on the Savannah Lee single and error by Smyrna. But she struck out Gray and Shirey and trying to do the same to Preston. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Into the dirt, walked her. Second walk for Preston. Lindsey Randolph will come in and run for her. And because that ball got by, and popped back up toward Prince, Lee was able to get to third.
First and walk of the inning given up, and the 4th of the game for Mackenzie Prince.
Brian, I can't see, but are they pinch hitting here? I can't see the number.
I think it's courtesy runner. Randolph is going to be at first. They may indeed be pinch hitting as well.
It is
Savannah Decker.
Nobody better, so Decker going to hit for Husk.
And this was part of the lineup that changed earlier.
Well, she's alternating them, really.
Yeah, they changed back.
So Decker has runners at first and third, a golden opportunity for the Lady Pats in a 1-1 tie. Prince with a sign. Here's the pitch. Sails high on her. 1 ball, no strikes. This is the biggest threat that Oakland has mounted.
Well, they took a lead or tied it and looking to take a lead with a runner at third.
Here's the 1-0. That one not even close. 2 balls, no strikes. I think somebody was telling me that McKenzie has been struggling lately with getting that second and third pitch over. And that's an example right there. Here's the 2-0. Low and outside. 3 balls, no strikes. And you can tell Prince getting a little frustrated here. Westfall going to go out and alertly talk to her. Give her a little word of encouragement.
It's almost like she's dragging that foot on occasion when she's pitching. Her pitching motion looks a little different.
3-1 pitch. That one nowhere close. And the bases are loaded. The fifth walk for Prince here in this ball game. No place to put Hannah McCravey. And I think Dad's going to come out here and talk a little bit. And we're going to have a little powwow by the Smyrna Bulldogs. Gives us, Brian, an opportunity to tell us about our good friends at DirecTV and Intersource, or maybe our good friends at State Farm, either one.
Okay.
They're all friends.
They are. Why don't we mention Celeste Middleton, State Farm agent, one of the many that help us to bring you prep sports, along with all the sponsors, and we want to thank every one of them. And this time, Celeste Middleton at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700. A reminder that coming up tomorrow, it will be Siegel in baseball versus the loser of the Oakland-Riverdale baseball game in the loser's bracket final. The winner of that game will be in the championship game, and whoever wins tonight's Oakland-Riverdale game will be in the championship game. We'll bring that one to you as well. Tomorrow night's game, 5:55 airtime, and then on Wednesday, we'll be on the air at 3:50.
Michelle Williams going to pinch hit here for Hannah McCravey. And Hannah has been fighting an injury, a leg injury, and that may be more than anything. Get somebody in there that maybe got a little bit more speed under the circumstances. Hannah really fast, but with that leg injury slowed down a little bit. The bases are loaded. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the outside corner, 0-1.
John, if Mackenzie Prince could get a strikeout here, that would be really, really big for the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs with, you know, a couple of hits and a couple of walks in the inning. Oakland right now just wants a hit.
Into the dirt. Count even, a ball and a strike. What a position for Michelle Williams to be in. You're going to come in here and pinch hit with the bases loaded.
Yeah. No pressure.
Thanks, Coach. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Had a good cut. Comes up short. And the Prince out in front of her. 1-2. Westfall goes back in to talk to her again.
You can tell Prince is visibly upset.
1-2 to Williams. Here's the wind and the pitch. Way high. 2-2. No place to put Williams. The go-ahead run is at third. It has been a long fourth for Mackenzie Prince. Here's the wind, the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, a little blooper into right field. It's going to fall in and get by. One run in. Here comes another. And with Michelle Williams being held at third, what a way to come in and pinch hit. It got by Hofferbert and Wright, who made a great effort for the ball. It came up a little short. It gets by, and all three runs score. Lee scores. Preston scores, or the runner, Randolph's for her. And Williams, so it's 4-1 now. As Michelle Williams delivers with, we got to give her a triple. Do you agree with that, a triple? She didn't touch the ball, did she?
I don't think so.
It was a great effort.
A 3-RBI triple.
And, boy, I tell you what. They're going to make a pitching change here. And Veronica Westfall is going to be the new pitcher as Smyrna has made the Prentice Osipedian Air call to the bullpen. Let's take a timeout. We'll be right back. It's Smyrna trailing Oakland now 4-1.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. We do estate appraisals. We also do regular insurance replacement appraisals if you just need an idea of what something's worth. Be glad to help you out. Keeping it still in the family, Dad's here doing watch repair. He does anything from the simple battery installation to the more complicated get Granddad's watch overhauled and looking good. I'm right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with friends who are just like me, totally obsessed with this thing crust heaven. Jacob can't even keep his parents out of his room.
They watch me all the time. And I think my mom found my stash of Sir Pizza boxes.
They're just after your square slices, Jacob. Stay strong. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession. On East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Veronica Westfall, the new pitcher for Smyrna, in relief of Mackenzie Prince, and Brian will give you that line in just a second. We'll go to the top of the order, and Lacey Rhinus, four runs have scored across for Oakland, and the pitch is a strike called 0-1. Hunsicker, by the way, goes from second to short, and Prince is now at second. Brian?
The runner at third, which is Williams, also belongs to Prince.
There's a ball up and in, and it's one ball, one strike.
So in 3 2/3, four runs, all earned, three hits, four strikeouts, and four walks. And it was not just the hits, but the walks that were a big dinger here in this inning.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Well, you and I were kidding about Westfall not getting much of an opportunity to pitch, but here she is.
Well, this is a big game to be pitching in, too, and John, may not sound like a 4-1 lead as big, but as well as Rhinus has been pitching, it's a pretty substantial lead.
Strike three called, and that strikeout belongs to Veronica Westfall, her first strikeout, but not before Oakland gets four runs on three hits, and they leave one. The big blow, the triple, and three RBIs by Michelle Williams. You're listening to State Farm Prep Softball with a score, Oakland 4, Smyrna 1.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service. From personal tax preparation to business bookkeeping, payroll, and taxes, at Craig's Tax Service, our staff is here to help.
Get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
As a former Siegel Star football player, I know the importance of the high school sports experience. Good luck to all county student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
Parents of seniors, listen up. Loveless Photography wants to remind you there's still time to get your senior portraits ordered. It's time to mail in those cap and gown photo orders. They've been laying on the kitchen table for a while. Get those mailed back into Loveless. Also time to get those spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography, capturing memories for families for over 30 years. They're proud of this year's seniors, and they know you are too. Get your cap and gown along with spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography on Clark between Memorial and Highland. Lovelessphotography.com, 890-1558.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Gondolier Italian Restaurant on Broad, Midas of Murfreesboro, along with State Farm. A Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Going to the top of the third, Riverdale and Oakland baseball still scoreless at Wendell T. Jones Field over at Riverdale High School. Here it's 4-1 in favor of the Oakland Lady Patriots. Smyrna up to bat with Mackenzie Prince. And here's John.
Braves trail the Cardinals 3-0 also. Boy, the Braves are just really struggling. Mackenzie Prince going to lead off the bottom of the fourth against Lacey Rhinus, who all of a sudden finds herself with a three-run lead. And she scoots one up there. It's 1-0. Well, Mackenzie will be the first to tell you the walks really hurt her in that one. She had five for the game, yeah. Two in that inning.
Yeah, I mentioned four, and I missed one of them. Yeah, five walks. Very tough outing for Mackenzie Prince.
Mackenzie steps out. Prince is in the game playing second now, batting still in the number three spot.
Four runs, and they were all earned. Three hits, struck out four, but walked five in her 3 2/3 inning.
Here's the wind of the 1-0 pitch. Upstairs, two balls, no strikes. Well, Janice Morey is going to tell Lacey Rhinus, don't you dare walk this girl with a three-run lead.
Rhinus
easier said than done, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Rhinus has walked one, only given up two hits so far.
That one sails high, and she's gone 3-0 now to Prince. 4-1 Oakland over Smyrna in the bottom of the fourth. Oakland with a four spot in the top half of this inning. The wind and the pitch. 3-0 is in there. The cripple pitch, 3-1. Prince, Hunsicker, and Mabry, the first three here to face Rhinus. Sean Middleton coaching at first. Coach Shepard down at third for Smyrna. Here's the pitch. That one sails high, and she walked her. I have that as walk number two for Rhinus.
Spotless stat sheet right there you've got.
Brings up Kristen Hunsicker, who walked and stole a base in the second and scored the one Smyrna run. So Smyrna trying to get something started here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Pitch is high, throw down, runner back. Hearing tom-toms.
Not sure where that's coming from. I think inside the Smyrna dugout.
Pitch is swung on and missed. And it's a ball and a strike. Trying to get something going here in the bottom of the half of the inning. Trailing 4-1. Lady Bulldogs need base runners. Here's the pitch. Ball low. Two balls. I think it's two balls and a strike. But
well, there is definitely a strike in there.
Yeah. There it is.
Way to be on top of it.
2-1 the count. Rhinus, the left-hander for Oakland, gets a sign from Preston. The wind, the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, popped up right side, and out of play. Over into the, well, they're all kind of scattered. There's mostly Oakland over there, I think, to the right side. Yeah, there's Charlotte P. I know that's Oakland. To our left are the Smyrna fans. Two balls, two strikes. Prince at first, nobody out. Bottom half of the fourth. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on, fouled the other way this time and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. This is the heart of the Smyrna batting order. Prince, Hunsicker, and Mabry.
And she pulled the trigger on that one just a tad late. Got a good bit of the ball, though.
Well, whoever's got the tom-tom over there can really make a noise. Here's the 2-2 pitch by Rhinus. Sails up high and it's full. Three balls, two strikes. Rhinus doesn't look comfortable out there right now. And Preston wants a new ball. Three balls, two strikes. Prince with at first base for Smyrna. Here's line in the pitch. Swung on, lined right to the third baseman. Throw to first. Safe. Prince just got back by the hair of her chinny chin chin. I'm telling you, that was close. Shirey threw a rocket over there. But she's back safely. Yeah, one out in the inning.
Really good defense here behind Oakland. That was a very, very good play there by Shirey.
Going to bring up Mabry. Morey going in to talk to the home plate umpire. I don't think she made a change. That's all I'm worried about. You know, that what happened last on Saturday. No, nobody made a change. One out here in the fourth. Mabry steps in there. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Took a big cut. Mabry had a sacrifice in the second. One out. Prince still at first. The pitch. Oh, breaking pitch and a little off speed. Sails right in there. And it's 0-2.
Well, that just kind of froze up Mabry.
I don't think Mabry was expecting that. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a foul back. Came back with a fastball. Count remains. No balls, two strikes. Steps off the rubber, gets out to the circle, takes a little dust, puts it in her hand. Now she's ready. Here's the 0-2. tried the same thing. That off speed was high. One ball, two strikes. Well, if you don't have rosin, you just go out there and grab a big thing of dirt.
Rub it all around.
Yeah. 1-2 the count. Mabry back in there. Preston with the sign. Here's the pitch. Inside and upstairs, and it's two balls, two strikes.
Well, they say softball players, they like to play in the dirt, right?
Yeah, yeah. Especially when they're little. A 2-2 count now to Mabry. Here's the wind by Rhinus in the pitch. Strike three called outside corner. That is strikeout number three for for Rhinus. Two away. And now if Smyrna's going to do anything, he's going to be up to Mallory Prince, who struck out in the first. She's 0 for 1. McKenzie still down at first. 4-1 Oakland. Here's the pitch. That just missed inside. One ball, no strikes. Rhinus back off the rubber, now back on. Mallory Prince back into the batter's box. Carter comes in center field. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up. Tough play, and Rhinus, with her speed, corrals it. She's the only one that could have made that play. Smyrna comes up empty, no runs. There were no hits. It's a walk, and Prince left at first. We've completed four innings of play. We turn it back over to Brian Barrett with a score. Oakland 4, Smyrna 1. You're listening to State Farm Prep Softball on WGNS.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
The time is now, Bob Bud's Auction. The time is now.
An estate auction on Saturday, May 10th, will take place at 612 Stewart Valley Drive in Smyrna. A 2,200-square-foot brick home with three bedrooms and two baths and two bonus areas will be auctioned off. See pictures online and also check out the personal property, including a truck, at bobparksauction.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
This half inning brought to you by IDIS T's Operators of Lightning's Locker Room brings you this half inning located at 910 Ridgely Road. Turn off bra between Chewy's and Chili's. Put your logo on just about anything. Screen printing, embroidery, and more at IDIS T's. 4-1, West Falls still in for Smyrna as Oakland leads it over the Bulldogs, and here to take you the rest of the way, my friend, my pal, my buddy. Well, where is he? I don't see him. Oh, no, there he is.
He's not here.
Yeah, Brian Barrett. But if you can't have him, we'll let Brian do it.
All right, thanks, I think. Strike called here to Carter as she was slap hitter here. Swinging away at that one. 4-1, as John mentioned. Three hits. Four runs last inning for Oakland. Popped up, going to fall into foul territory.
Yes, and that was really lucky for Smyrna that nobody touched that ball because they were going for it. They had, it would have been a fair ball and Carter would have been on.
Bounced just foul. And when it bounced on the chalk and then bounded away. 0-2, strike three called there. So a strikeout of Haley Carter.
That's two in a row for Westfall. She struck out the last batter in the fourth.
She came in relief of Prince. The batter here is Abby Sargent, who got all of it started in the fourth with a double. Got to third on an error, and then they batted her around. Foul back this way. It took a while. She got on. Savannah Lee scored her to tie the ball game. And then Lee, Preston, and Husk scored on an three RBI triple by Williams, pinch hitting. It's going to be popped up way up in the air. And Westfall comes up with the catch. on the pop-up to the pitcher. So Savannah Lee is due up here, and Smyrna Lady Bulldogs trying to make quick work of Oakland here in the fifth. If you're Smyrna, you want to hold them where they are.
You got to know when to hold them.
And know when to fold them, too. This one swung on, fouled away over near the football field.
Now, if you're standing over there on the football field, by the football field,
and all of a sudden,
the ball gets you in the top of the head. That was well stroked.
She got all of that one. Lee singled, RBI, fouls this one back. Struck out as well, scored a run. Lee tied the ball game with her swing last inning. Here's the 0-2 pitch. This one, a high foul ball. Not as deep as before. This one going to roll around out there near the ticket booth. Just a little late. Westfall, the sign from Mabry. And here is the 0-2 pitch in the dirt. If we've got any updates in baseball. They're through five innings now, or going to the fifth through four innings. Still scoreless, Oakland and Riverdale. Baseball, 1-2 pitch. This one fouled away.
Oh, man, that was close. Getting somebody nailed.
That little girl was leaning into the fence, and she just took a step back when that hit the screen. Screen saved her there for sure, but pretty scary.
Well, she certainly went to the other end of the dugout after that.
Yep. I had to go retrieve more softballs as Lee has fouled away a couple. This pitch takes about four rolls into the home plate. The umpire going to sweep off the plate for her. Lost control of that one, John.
Don't forget about our buddy at State Farm agent Bud Morris. He's located at 3245 Franklin Road, just down from Franklin Road Christian School. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Bud Morris, 893-1417.
Two balls, two strikes, two out here in the inning. She reaches for this one and fouls it behind us.
That's a good battle, too. I mean, that ball was outside, but what she did was she was just trying to spoil it. Didn't want to take it, too close to take.
The pitch to Lee. Inside and low on the fastball to take the count full. Malia Gray would be next if Lee can reach. Full count. Good battle here between Westfall. Swung on. Fly ball deep center. Camping under it is Russell for out number three, but she gave that one quite a ride to deep center field. Three up, three down, including a strikeout there for Westfall here in the fifth. We move along here to the bottom of the fifth. Your score is Oakland 4, Smyrna 1 on State Farm Prep Softball.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
This half inning brought to you by Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast online. Who's that guy that used to do those commercials?
Sir
He's gotten older. The Sir Pizza guy. What was his kid's name? What was that kid's name?
The Dalton?
Yeah. You know, his voice changed like 12 times during the course of the commercial.
First pitch in here to Katie Yules is fouled away. Yules, Randolph, and Hofferbert, 7, 8, and 9 hitters due up here in the Smyrna fifth. Smyrna trails by 3 runs here to Oakland in the bottom of the fifth inning. The pitch popped up. Not going to be a play here.
You were making a good point off air, Brian, about Smyrna and even if they lose tonight.
Well,
they're guaranteed a region spot because they're the district champions, right?
Correct. Okay. That makes it a lot more difficult for the other teams battling. If Smyrna gets to the championship game, both teams that are in the championship game will be there, Smyrna and whoever they would play. But if they fall to the loser's bracket, this pitch outside just misses to even make the count 1-2. Let's say Smyrna were to fall to the loser's bracket and then, you know, lose to the Riverdale Seagull winner tomorrow night. They're still going to get a region berth, even though they're not in the championship game. Swing and a miss, and down goes Katie Yules on that fastball from Rhinus, and that is her fourth strikeout.
Well, that was had a lot of movement in that ball. That started on the outside corner and kind of bailed in on her.
If Smyrna is not in the softball championship game, it'll be the winner of that game that advances, and the loser, their season would be done. Fastball in there for a strike to Taylor Randolph. She struck out her last time up in the second.
So to make your point, Smyrna's in. Only one other can get in. And
correct.
So they've got to win it. Whoever, like for instance, Oakland, they've got to win it outright.
Correct. This pitch is low. Unless they play Smyrna in the championship game, then they're guaranteed to be there, one or two. Then they're just playing for seeding. That other scenario is only if Smyrna's not in the championship game. The pitch. Boy, that hitter in the top of the helmet. Could hear the ball. Could hear the sound of it off of her helmet. So Randolph is on. Hit by pitch. And that, I think, is the first one of those.
I'm not sure, Brian, but I think we're in trouble at the scorer's desk over here.
Oh, yeah, I can tell now.
Two Levi's trying to run things.
Takes two to do that math, doesn't it?
I left you some cake, girls.
Swing. Slow roller. Rhinus can't pick it up. She and Shirey bobble it. And Hofferbert is going to reach. It's going to be an E1. And now Lee calls a conference in the pitcher's circle with Taylor Randolph down at Sackett now. And this is exactly what Smyrna wanted right here, John. Base runners, only one out, two on, and Smyrna just trying to peck away at it here. They've got this inning, the sixth and the seventh. They're the home team, and they're batting in the bottom of the inning.
Well, this is the little miscues and that kind of thing, but now that was a pretty light swinging bunt there. And so Rhinus, who's faced some adversity in this game already, got to go one more time.
After four innings, so going to the fifth, Riverdale leads Oakland in baseball 1-0 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Riverdale 1, Oakland nothing. First pitch to Westfall is high and inside. Westfall reached on an error in the first. Caught stealing in that inning and then chopped to first in her last time up. This time a strike on the outside corner. Got that fastball across the plate to even the count at 1-1. longer this goes, the tougher it's going to be here for Rhinus as well. This pitch inside, a brushbacker there. Because we're now with Westfall back to the top of the order. So 8-9. Hitters got on. Fastball swung on. Fly ball into right field for a base hit. So the bases are loaded full of Lady Bulldogs. And that is only the third hit of the game given up by Rhinus. And she is now in a full-blown jam. Hit by pitch, E1, now a single, has loaded up the bases. And that brings the go-ahead run to the plate in Kelsey Russell. Singled her first time up, lined out to right field. She's 1-for-2, lined out in the third, and that's going to bring Janice Morey out to talk to Lacey as well.
Boy, this is a similar situation that Smyrna had. And the difference is, can you deliver? They've got Russell and then Prince and then Hunsicker, so doesn't get any easier here. Read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Thursday and Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post. And don't forget our State Farm broadcast tonight on WGNS, brought to you by TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Winners Trophies, Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, and Prentice Alsop Heating and Air. 4-1 our score. Smyrna trailing Oakland, but they're threatening here with the bases loaded and only one out in the bottom of the fifth.
Well, the conference is over here with Janice Morey and just about all of the Lady Patriots. And Kelsey Russell, who, John, if I'm the opposing team, that's the last person I think I'd want to see up there. 4-1. That's in jeopardy. Bases loaded. Strike called outside corner. That one just kind of died as it went over the plate. 0-1 pitch to Russell from us. Here it is. Inside, strike called.
Well, that was
inside with the fastball.
That was a great pitch, Brian. There's nothing you could do with that. Hanging on the inside corner of it, jammed her, caught that corner. Not much you can do with a bat there. That's just a good pitch. Got to give credit where credit's due.
Only one out here in the inning, so Mackenzie Prince will bat unless there's a double play here. The 0-2 swung on into foul territory down the first baseline. Foul by about 6 feet. That's fair. I think at least a couple could score on that. Russell takes her practice swings as they retrieve the softball. It's back to the pitcher's circle, and Rhinus sets to deliver the 0-2 pitch. Took something off. A slow roller to Sargent. Safe at home. Sargent, the throw to Preston, just a little delayed. Randolph scores from third. And the bases are still loaded, still one out. And Smyrna now down by only two runs. Hofferbert to third, Westfall to second, Russell at first. John Russell's had quite a game.
Yeah, there's a fielder's choice and an RBI because the runner at third beat it, beat the wrap.
Fielder's choice and RBI for Russell to bring in Mackenzie Prince. Well, she would love to get a little revenge here. Now takes time here and steps out. Oakland ended her pitching tonight after 3 2/3. Prince gave up 4 runs, all of them earned on just 3 hits, but 5 walks really hurt her. Now a chance with the bat to change the fate for her team. The tying run is at second in scoring position. The go-ahead run at first for Prince. She walked her last time up. The pitch. Strike. Got that call. Right down Patriot Drive. Fans are all tense here. 0-1 pitch. This one swung on, fouled back this way. The count goes to 0-2. Well, even some of the folks in the stands are on their feet. Mackenzie Prince digs herself in. The 0-2 from Rynas. This one is going to hit the backstop. And are they going to get everybody hung up here? They throw back down to third. They're going to try to tag her out. They do. The runners at second and third tag up. And that's the third time Smyrna's had someone caught stealing, and Hofferbird is out. Shirey, after the throw from Preston down to Shirey, Shirey just chased after Hofferbird there and tagged her out from behind, about a step away from the bag.
Well, that's a tough break for Smyrna, but big, huge break for Oakland. Got a chance to get out of this inning now with only one run scoring.
So now instead of the go-ahead run being at first, the go-ahead run is at home plate with Mackenzie Prince looking at a 1-2 count. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. Got the outside corner and the fifth strikeout for Rynas. And that was big. One run on one hit. There was an error and a hit batter in there. No walks. And there were two Lady Bulldogs left. Smyrna gets one back here in the bottom of the fifth. We move along to the sixth with your score. 4-2, Oakland leading Smyrna on State Farm Prep Softball.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. As far as items for your floors, obviously we think about carpets, but it goes a whole lot farther than that.
We're also well known for hardwood, ceramic tile, laminate, custom area rugs. We also do a large amount of commercial business. We do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Hey guys, Little Caesars has hot and ready pizza for $5.
Yeah! I like that! Yes!
Get a hot and ready pepperoni pizza for $5 or a 3-meat treat for $8 at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars, home of the $5 hot and ready pizza, proudly introduces the new deep, deep dish pizza with 8 thick, crispy corner slices hot and ready every day for just $8.
Pizza, pizza.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and Franklin Road next to Mapco.
Pizza, pizza.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm Agent Trey Helton bringing you this half inning at 2690 Memorial Boulevard between the Sportscom and VA. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Trey Helton, 895-0500. Malia Gray. Got a pinch hitter here or no? No, it is Gray. She takes a strike from, make that a ball, from Westfall on the outside corner. Left-handed batter. The pitch swung on, fouled away. A little late there on that fastball. Hit the outside corner. Still 1-0. Riverdale leading Oakland in baseball. The winner of that game is in the championship game on Wednesday. The loser falls down to face Siegel in an elimination game. The 1-1 pitch. Chopper right over the head of Westfall. Pass second into the outfield for a base hit. So Oakland trying to get that one run back, maybe more. That is the first hit off of Westfall and the third hit of the game make that fourth hit of the game. Courtesy runner here is going to be Maddie Smith. Maddie Smith running for Malia Gray at first to bring in Hailey Shirey. Shirey talking to Coach Janice Morey. Now she's going to stand in here. Hailey has been very active defensively in this game. Smith over at first, running for Gray after her single. Fastball low. Just started this sixth inning, 4-2 now. Smyrna trailing Oakland. Winner of this game is in the championship game on Wednesday. Pitch popped up, kind of jammed her up inside. Prince runs in to make the catch from third. Mallory Prince, retire Shirey.
Good decision there by Westfall not to try to go for that one. She saw Mallory coming out of the corner of her right eye and decided to lay off of that one. Good communication.
McKinley Preston has been up to bat twice. She actually scored a run, but she walked both times. First pitch to her, outside corner, strike called. Throw down to first, and sliding back safely is Smith. We don't give McKinley Preston much to hit, or they haven't so far. Definitely tell she's got some power. Shows bunt this time. Ball gets away from Mabry for a moment. Retrieved there by Mabry, and she throws back to the pitcher circle. Nowhere for Smith to go. Coach Morey with a good face-to-face talk here with Preston.
New style of communication by Coach Morey.
It's almost like it's
the halo effect over the head thing.
Yeah. One out here in the inning. One on. Oakland leading by two runs. Fastball up and in for strikeout of McKinley Preston. That is, let's see, that'd be the third for Veronica Westfall. Let's go, DZ. Judy Husk, the designated player. Throw down to first after Smith was off the bag there for just a moment. And it's not Husk, it's Decker once again. I couldn't see her number for a moment. That's why I was kind of delayed there. So Decker batting for Husk here. Decker walked her last time up, scored a run as part of that big fourth inning for the Lady Patriots. The pitch swung on, fly ball. It's going to be over the head of the second baseman. The throw down to third may be in time. She's down. Does she slide in there safely or not? No, she is out. So Smith gets to third, but she is going to be caught stealing there at third, and there are two away. That's the third out of the inning here.
A little hesitation there cost her. She turned, and then Smith thought about it for a second, then went, and it cost her a little bit there.
Well, it's no runs, one hit, but nobody left on as Smith, running for Gray, was caught trying to steal third. Well, we're going to move along here to the bottom of the sixth with your score, 4-2 Oakland over Smyrna.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orfis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Do you have a sports-related injury? Well, schedule an appointment with Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance today. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. I want to thank Jean McDaniel for my strawberry cake that she presented to me tonight. Banana pudding, strawberry cake, and Renee Burns. Want to thank her for the fudge. Oh, man, unbelievable dessert I got today at school.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Mary's sister, you know.
Hunsicker takes a strike.
It runs in the family. Just good cooks.
They're trying to draw you in a family feud there, though, aren't they?
Well, I kind of instigated a little bit, but.
You're well fed for it.
Yes.
Rhinus, the pitch, swung on and into left center for a base hit. The ball gets away from Husk. She's going to take an extra bag. So a single by Hunsicker. And takes second on an error. And that has now the tying run at the plate in Jordan Mabry.
Well, don't count out Smyrna for sure. They've got potent enough lineup to get back in this thing.
Fourth hit off of Rhinus. This pitch going to get away from Preston. And on the wild pitch, Hunsicker takes third. That pitch was high. Preston missed it just off the webbing of her glove. And it went to the backstop, which allowed Hunsicker to take third. So Mabry now calls for time. Smyrna has the sixth inning and the seventh inning if they need it. Oakland here certainly wants to hold Smyrna where they are. The 1-0 hitter. So Mabry is at first on a hit by pitch.
Well, what that does, it puts the tying run on at first. They're looking over Mabry, see if she's all right. They're going to get a runner for her. That'd be number two, Brian. And
was it on your phone there?
It might be.
It's on mine too.
Mallory, let's see, the Mallory Prince is going to come up here with a golden opportunity.
I think that's going to be Peebles, John. Kelsey Peebles. So Kelsey Peebles running at first. Coach Janice Morey uses this opportunity to talk in the pitcher circle as well with her infield.
Well, if you want to talk about insurance, why don't you talk to State Farm agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, and Jenny Allman. Trey Hilton also Monty King. You can get to a better state with State Farm. Let's see, Brian. We've got a 4-2 Cardinals over the Braves in the seventh.
Oh, they scored a couple.
They scored more than one. All right. Moral victory.
We'll hope to get you to the miraculous ninth inning where the Braves come from behind to end a six-game losing streak.
Well, you got to take little victories. We got two runs tonight.
Can't get over this crowd here. I mean, a huge crowd here at Siegel tonight. Bleachers are full, people standing all around. Sometimes too deep behind the backstop. Mallory Prince, 0 for 2, stands in here now. Runners at the corners for Smyrna, nobody out. Fastball up and high for ball two.
Well, I think
ball
one, rather. I think if you're Oakland, you don't want to get too crazy here. You just want to try to get an out somewhere. Keep that lead runner at first, off second if you can. The runner at third, if they score, I think just let it score. But you want to maintain that lead.
Smyrna's had a couple of people caught stealing in this game. Throw down to second, not going to be made as Peebles is going to get a stolen base out of it. They are pretty active on the bases. That I have as the third stolen base of the game. And there were two caught stealings, one which ended the first inning. After an error and a single, Kenzie Prince lined down, and then Russell was caught stealing, trying to score the first run. Foul off the tip of the bat of Mallory Prince. Nobody out. The tying run in scoring position at second.
Well, let's see, her going to be flying down that line if she tries to bunt one more time. Savannah Lee looks like that's where they're heading. And it'll be Sargent's job to cover third.
One ball, two strikes.
Rhinus would love a strikeout right here.
Here's the pitch. Swung on. Chopper to second. The throw is to first, and a run scores. Hunsicker scores the third run. Prince on the fielder's choice is retired 6-3, but give her the RBI.
Now how big is that stolen base? You know, you sit there, and McCravey did the right thing, did a good job, made sure she went to first. But the runner at second who stole got to go to third, so now she's down there with one out.
And I said 6-3, and I know better than that. It's 4-3 on the put out. We give an RBI to Prince. It's 4-3, a tying run at third. The batter here is Ewell. She singled in the second, struck out her last at bat in the fifth, and takes a strike here on the first pitch.
That was a good job of hitting by Mallory Prince, too, to go to the right side.
A long look in here by Rhinus. Here's the pitch. Poked the bat out there to try just to get a little bit of the pipe on the ball. Bunning was Ewell's. Fouled this one away. No balls, two strikes. The pitch from Rhinus took something off this time, and Ewell's fouled it away. Spoiled that pitch. Taylor Randolph in the on-deck circle. Oakland trying to hold the Lady Bulldogs here where they got them. Rhinus alertly watching them as they try to throw in the ball that was fouled away back into play. But Ewells was standing in ready for the pitch. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout when she needed it. That's the sixth one for Rhinus.
Huge strikeout. Huge.
That's going to leave it up here to Taylor Randolph for the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs. The tying run is down there at third for Smyrna. Randolph struck out in the second, was hit by a pitch last inning, and scored a run. She takes a strike on the fastball, high and tight. Hofferbert would be next if Randolph can get on. This ball in the dirt. Preston keeps it in front over there. Keeps it from getting away from her. One ball, one strike. It's the count to Randolph here. Who stands back in? The pitch from Rynas. Boy, what a great stop there by Preston. She leaped for that one. It was well over her head, and if she doesn't, we may be tied. Good play there by Preston. Sometimes you never know. That may hit off the backstop and bounce right back to you, but in a game like this. 2-1 pitch from Rynas. Fastball, swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Tying run at third for Smyrna. And Taylor Randolph battling Lacey Rynas, the offensive player of the year in District 7 AAA softball. Here is the pitch. Hit her in the back of the shoulder. It's the second time tonight she's been hit by a pitch.
And she'll sleep well tonight.
Yeah, really. That is the second hit batsman in this inning and the third for the game. Walks. Rynas has walked two. So if you count all those together, that's five, which is what gave Mallory Prince some issues. So runners at first and third. Peebles running for Mabry at third. And Randolph over at first on a hit by pitch for Heather Hofferbert. She popped up to the pitcher in the third, reached on an error. A little comebacker back to Rynas, and she beat it out. She was caught stealing. Trying to steal home, thrown out there. Four, three, and time called. Rynas was already in her motion, but Hofferbert asked for time and was awarded. I think the umpire was ready for that pitch to be thrown. The first pitch to Hofferbert from Rynas. Here it is. Strike called. They're going to let Randolph takes second. We're going to concede the base to her there. So the tying run is at third. The go-ahead run in scoring position now at second. And Heather Hofferbert is the batter facing Lacey Rynas. The 0-1 pitch. Outside corner, strike called. Strike two. If Hofferbert can somehow battle herself on, it'll send us back to the top of the order. Two out here in the inning. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And Rynas gets out of the inning. Her seventh strikeout. Here's your half inning recap. There was one run scored on one hit. There were two hit batters and there were two left on base. So Smyrna gets one more here in the sixth. It's 4-3 as we go to the top of the seventh inning. Oakland leading Smyrna on State Farm Prep Softball.
If you need books, you go to the bookstore. If you need Blue Raider tees and gear, go to Lightning's Locker Room. If you're looking for the biggest selection of Blue Raider gear anywhere, why go to the bookstore? A bookstore specializes in and sells books. After all, it's in their name. Lightning's Locker Room specializes in and sells tees, sweats, polos, flags, and more, and spend all of their time creating the biggest selection. Lightning's Locker Room, the official merchandise source for Blue Raider athletics. 910 Richley Road, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's, and at the football stadium.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Trey Hilton, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, Smyrna Bowling Center, Jones Car Wash, Little Caesars Pizza, and Franklin's Print Works.
Hannah McCravey takes a strike outside. It's her second at bat. She batted in the third, and then Michelle Williams came in and batted for her in the nine hole and had a three RBI triple in that fourth. This one in the dirt.
Veronica Westfall certainly has done the job. She came in and inherited a situation down 4-1. She has kept her team in it, and they've clawed back to make it a 4-3 game here in the seventh.
1-1 pitch from said Westfall, just a little high.
Boy, you can tell Westfall's a little battler, isn't she? I mean, she's looked at the umpire a couple of times on pitches.
Want to know what was wrong with that one? 2-1. A tad high with that one as well. Pops out of the mid of Mabry. Three balls and a strike to McCravey. Well, if you're Smyrna, you definitely don't want to give up anything else. If you even give up one more run, that makes it much more difficult. And you're bottom of the seventh. Oakland looking for some more insurance and pretty good start as McCravey battles to a walk. And I have that as the 2, 4, 5, 6th walk in the game for Smyrna and only the third for Westfall. Bunning is Rhinus. Pretty good one. Picked up by Prince. The throw to first in time. Now they may have McCravey hung up here. McCravey trying to run back to second. They're going to tag her out. There were a lot of throws in there, so I can't tell you all the numbers. That was a double play. Rhinus hits into the double play, and out is McCravey at second. Well, really trying to steal third. That was a huge defensive play for the Lady Bulldogs. Puts two away on the board here for Haley Carter, the slap hitter. The umpire steps out after Carter called for time. So that pitch doesn't count. Carter hit into a double play, too, in this game. This one goes into the Smyrna dugout. Smyrna defense, John, has turned two double plays in this game.
Cardinals lead the Braves 4-3 now, bottom of the seventh.
Ask for another softball. Westfall gets the softball to her choosing. The 0-1 pitch to Carter. Slap to short. Hunsicker can't make the throw. Just kind of took a weird bounce there, John.
Infield hit. You can't bobble the ball at all with her running.
She is so quick. And that is the third hit off of Westfall in the sixth of the game. Two out here for Abby Sargent. She doubled in the fourth. Takes a ball low. She is 0-2. She walked in the first. Popped up to the pitcher her last time up in the fifth. And now Coach Prince comes out from Smyrna dugout to have a little chit-chat with Mabry and Westfall. It also brings Coach Edwards and Coach Morey together with both Carter and Abby Sargent. Tomorrow, John will be all by his lonesome over at Riverdale for the Siegel game versus the Oakland Riverdale loser. Loser's bracket final tomorrow. Bart Walker and I will be doing election coverage break-ins during that game. Riverdale leads Oakland now 3-0, top of the sixth. It's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. 4-4. Swing, fly ball, well foul, but hard hit. Blistered it out there over the first base dugout. Going to the fifth, Moore County and Middle Tennessee Christian School tied at 0. MTCS battling through the loser's bracket there in the 9A tournament. So lots going on here, spring sports-wise. Slow roller here to Hunsicker at short. The throw to first. And Sargent is out. 6-3 on the put out. Well, we'll see what happens here in the bottom of the fourth. It's 4-3. Oakland scored four runs in the fourth, and they're holding on here. Smyrna needs one to tie, two to win this one. We'll see what happens here in the bottom of the seventh with one, two, and three hitters due up for the Lady Bulldogs when we come back on State Farm Prep Softball.
Parents of seniors, listen up. Loveless Photography wants to remind you there's still time to get your senior portraits ordered. It's time to mail in those cap and gown photo orders. They've been laying on the kitchen table for a while. Get those mailed back into Loveless. Also time to get those spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography, capturing memories for families for over 30 years. They're proud of this year's seniors, and they know you are too. Get your cap and gown along with spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography on Clark between Memorial and Highland. Lovelessphotography.com, 890-1558.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Softball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
This half inning brought to you by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air. It's 4-3, Oakland clinging to a one-run lead as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Here's Brian.
It's Westfall, Russell, and Mackenzie Prince. Do up here in the Smyrna seventh. John, it doesn't get much tougher than that top of the order, does it?
No, that's true.
A challenge here for Oakland. Will they answer it and move on to the championship game? Reines with the first pitch to Westfall. Bunted down the first baseline. Picked up by Lee. The throw to first. McCravey covering for out number one. That goes 3-4. Smyrna down to their last two. Outs. Good idea, but a good job by there. Good job by Lee there, playing in.
Well, she's pretty agile. She's hard to bunt on. She's really quick as a cat down there at first base.
Kelsey Russell, the batter. Fastball in there for a strike. She singled in the first. Stole two bases, but was thrown out at home. Lined out to right field in the third. Reached on a fielder's choice and got an RBI in the fifth. Pitch to her, low. Oakland wins this game. They are in the championship game, and Smyrna would have to face Siegel in the loser's bracket. The 1-1. A little high. About number high. Two balls and a strike. I said Siegel. Could be Riverdale. Riverdale and Siegel play in the game before that. The pitch. Shot to Sargent. Throw to first. out number two. That one goes 6-3. And the Lady Bulldogs down to their final out here with Mackenzie Prince. Lined out, walked, and struck out. She's 0 for 2. Yes, 0 for 2. Oakland fans getting pretty loud here. Rhinus. Fastball just a little low. McKenzie steps back in there. The pitch popped up. It's going to come right back here behind us and fall harmlessly between the throngs that are gathered to our left. And someone threw that back over.
I know.
And you were calm. You weren't thinking about it, were you?
I didn't know they were throwing it. I'd have been ducking.
1-1 pitch from Rhinus. Swing and a miss. And now the Lady Bulldogs are down to their last strike. Mackenzie Prince. She can reach. It's Hunsaker on deck. Rhinus trying to close the door right now with this pitch. It's high. Evens the count at 2-2. Rhinus, the pitch, misses just outside. Rhinus was headed to the dugout. Oakland fans want to know what's wrong.
That was pretty close.
Three balls, two strikes, and the payoff pitch to Prince. Here it is. Strike three called, and the game is over. And the Oakland Lady Patriots are in the district championship game by virtue of their 4-3 win over Smyrna. Oakland will play at 6 o'clock Wednesday night in the championship game versus either Smyrna, Riverdale, or Siegel. It's loser's bracket action tomorrow here from Siegel High School. We'll tell you all about that, what's coming up tomorrow in both baseball and softball. Recap this game for you and have much more as we continue jumping into our Prentice Alsa Heating and Air postgame show coming up next. Again, the final, Oakland 4, Smyrna 3. Stay tuned.